poll, majority say U.S. military should not get involved in Israel-Iran conflict. By Hannah Knudsen on June 17, 2025. A majority of American citizens do not believe the U.S. military should get involved in the Israel-Iran conflict, a survey from The Economist/YouGov revealed. The survey asked respondents, do you think the U.S. military should get involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran? Across the board, most, 60%, said no, the U.S. military should not get involved in the conflict. Only 16% said the U.S. military should get involved. And nearly a quarter, 24%, remained unsure. There is a majority consensus across party lines, as 65% of Democrats do not want the U.S. military to get involved in the conflict, along with 61% of independents and 53% of Republicans. Watch, exclusive, Marsha Blackburn, Trump has handled escalation in the Middle East very well. Of all groups, Republicans have the largest percentage of individuals who do believe the U.S. military should get involved in the conflict, although it is still only 23%. Another 15% of Democrats and 11% of independents hold that same sentiment. Further, 24% of Republicans are not sure, along with 28% of independents and 20% of Democrats. Among registered voters, specifically, 62% said the U.S. military should not get involved in the Israel-Iran conflict. 53% of 2024 Trump voters and 71% of 2024 Kamala Harris voters agree. The survey was taken June 13 to 16, among 1,512 U.S. citizens, and has a +3.3% margin of error. The survey comes as President Donald Trump called for a real end to the conflict. On Tuesday morning, Trump said in a Truth Social post that he has not reached out for peace talks with Iran in any way, shape, or form. This is just more highly fabricated, fake news. If they want to talk, they know how to reach me. They should have taken the deal that was on the table, would have saved a lot of lives. Trump added. In another post, Trump said, America first means many great things, including the fact that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Make America great again. Trump also said Tuesday that the U.S. has complete and total control of the skies over Iran. Following up, Trump also informed Americans that they know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding, deeming him an easy target. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians, or American soldiers, Trump said, issuing a stark warning. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. The tensions escalated last week after Israel launched a series of precise preemptive strikes on Iran, Operation Rising Lion, due to the ongoing aggression against Israel, targeting the country's nuclear program. In a post defending Trump and his actions, Vice President J.D. Vance praised Trump for showing remarkable restraint in keeping our military's focus on protecting our troops and protecting our citizens. He may decide he needs to take further action to end Iranian enrichment. That decision ultimately belongs to the president. And of course, people are right to be worried about foreign entanglement after the last 25 years of idiotic foreign policy, Vance said. But I believe the president has earned some trust on this issue. And having seen this up close and personal, I can assure you that he is only interested in using the American military to accomplish the American people's goals, Vance assured. Whatever he does, that is his focus.